Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your habitual couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 4th, 2013.
And this is episode 133.
133. Hi, everybody.
We're here to set you free.
From?
All your worries.
And your misery.
And your miseries. We know you're sitting there. If you're not watching this live, you're either driving the car, you're stressed out because you're getting ready to go to work, or you're sitting at your desk right now. I just want you to take a moment and just say, I'm listening to the Valentine Cast. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
All right. So you reached the Valentine Cast.
Is this our answering service? Hi, you reached the Valentine Cast. Please leave a message.
And
we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
But yeah, so I'm Renee.
And I'm Jay, if the roles were reversed. I am actually Renee.
But that's my lovely wife, Renee.
Actually Jay.
I am Jay. And we are a married couple here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Don't be over-talking like Tamar.
I know.
Right? Don't be over-talking like Tamar.
I got to make that coined. Thank you for listening. I want to thank the guys at PrettyLightsMusic.com for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. And just want to take a second right now and say, what's going on to our chat room?
Hey, chat room.
What is going on, everybody? And Renee.
What?
Who do we have?
Oh, gosh, you asked me so early.
Boom.
We have Crather.
Boom.
And Muhogan.
Boom.
And Zabi.
Boom.
And Udella.
Okay.
And we also have The Real McMiller.
The Real C. Miller?
The Real C. Miller.
McMiller. All right.
And we also have Aaron.
What's going on?
The Black Astronauts Podcast.
Yeah.
Hello. So
what's going on, everyone?
Okay. Well, and you know,
so we have Aaron out here. The Black Astronauts Podcast. Who we need to have on?
Of course.
I thought I was just going to grab him here in a minute. I was just going to grab him, pull him in, and just have him on the show today. But we have a lot to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. And if you all know, our last show went crazy long.
Right.
I know you don't want that.
So I was going to pull him on.
But maybe
next week.
Maybe next week.
I mean, right now he's got a grown up job.
I know he does have a grown up job.
He's scheduled. It's like 8 to 5.
And Diddy's here. Hi, Diddy.
What's going on, Diddy?
Everybody, look, now you know his schedule.
That's
you
right.
You know where he works. You know what time he gets off.
That's right. Well, I don't know what time he gets off. But I know when he probably should be at home.
I know what time he gets off on Friday. Because that was you dropping y'all's conversation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Day. Yeah, I do know what time he gets off.
But that's just Friday.
That's
so creepy.
Also,
hey, Aaron, I know what time you get off.
Also, I'm not going to be that person. Because there are some coworkers, not on my team, but I've heard of stories where people will log on to I am late at work,
mm-hmm.
and like a friend or somebody be like, "Seemed like you had a rough morning because they logged in late to I am."
That's creepy.
Right.
Just
right.
Because somebody logs in late, it doesn't mean you need to acknowledge
right.
it. Like if somebody walks in the door at 9:30, I don't say a word. Like,
right. Because you know what? There may be one day I may have to walk.
Walk in at 9:30. Exactly. So people walk in late, I just take it in stride.
You know what I'm saying? It's just when it's like 5 days in a row. Kind of like, all right, what's going on?
Now, if somebody never, ever, ever comes in early,
right.
if they come in like 9:30 all the time and all of a sudden they're there at 7:30, I'll
right.
be like, what you doing?
Right.
I will comment on that.
But I was saying all that to say we have Muhogan,
mm-hmm.
who does a leatherworking podcast.
Nice.
And we talked about this. We like hearing our listeners that have podcasts. And I'm trying to remember, did he give us his address?
I don't think he did.
You know, of
maybe we were supposed to ask. Maybe we were not good recipients of information.
I mean, because we did have them
say, "Hey, yo,"
because we did have them here, and we did forget to, you know,
yeah,
offer them something to drink.
Yes, I think we talked about that on the podcast, didn't we?
We did.
Oh. I promise y'all, if you come to our house, you'll get something to drink next time.
Right, right. And we also just showing up. We have Wild Politic in the chat room.
Hey,
as well.
Wild Politic.
Yep, you can find the thing that they're doing at Wild Politic. That's WOWPOLITIK.com. Great. Thank you for the shout out earlier today. He's great friends with those ladies over at Justice Point Podcast, and as well as Juno and others. So, really appreciate the shout out that you did. If you did not see, if you were here for the pre-show, we were listening to Mia, or M.I.A.
I think it's M.I.A.
that was her new album that is coming out this month. So
it was jamming, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, if you need to, like, buckle down and get work done at work, I'd put that on.
Yeah.
And now I use Girl Talk. That's my get crap done
right
at work.
Right.
And Girl Talk.
And you know, it's probably one of the albums, even though I have Google Music and everything, it may be an album that I may pick up. Yep. Because I really like it.
Yep. And Muhogan's leather working website is Leatherwise.
Leatherwise.
I was just reading
Y-S.
Leatherwise.
Yep.
.com.
Yep.
That is his and he shows his recent projects out there. Nice.
And so Renee is checking out his website right
now. I am.
Let's go ahead and jump right into a weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ooh, so
people.
Right into the weekend wrap up. On Friday night, Renee had a Groupon for Cafe Ramiro's Cantina, which is
it's a Mexican
restaurant in the older hip town.
It's on Frankfort Avenue. that's what Jay calls the old hipster town,
right?
That's where the old hipsters congregate.
So we had a Groupon for $24, you know, and we went there. They were packed, of course, because we were a little running a little late that evening. And so we went there. And Renee, you got the
I want to tell a story.
Okay, go ahead.
What happened first? So,
Go ahead.
We walked in. We had to wait a little bit, and it was crazy. So,
they kept trying to sit us outside.
I was like, I don't want to be outside. It's a little chilly. Stop trying to sit us outside. So, and Jake, there was this little candy dish because it was Halloween.
Okay, so
it was the day after Halloween.
Right, so you know the candy dish that has the hand in it with the motion detector that slaps down when you try to reach in there. So I was playing hot hands with it.
Dude, and he kept sticking his hand in, and the other hand came down and it made a screaming noise. He did it at least 25 times. And I know the people that.
I didn't do it 25 times.
At least 25 times.
I did it about 50 times.
At least.
I seriously did.
Even more. And then the people that were sitting next to us, I know that they were like, why is this dude doing
Why is this grown ass man
acting like a kid? But finally, our table was ready, so our hostess took us there, and our server was falling.
Well,
right.
Actually, a guy was taking us there, and see, this is
the
when
host, yeah,
he was a host, and see, here's when I think I overlooked too many things. But go ahead.
Okay. So the host was
not overlooked, but I look at things.
Our server was right behind us, so that was cool. I was like, yeah, we're going to get greeted really fast.
Right.
So we walked around the corner, and there's our table. And there's right next to it is a large party, and apparently they're having a birthday because this older lady is at the table that we're supposed to sit at. She has these cupcakes on the table with candles in it and people all around it, and she's lighting it. And the host kind of sits there for a second, and then he's like, ma'am, we need to get in there. And then she looked over and she held up her finger. She did the finger hold.
Yep.
Didn't even apologize.
Yep.
Didn't say nothing. And she kept on doing what she was doing.
And she said, wait.
She said, wait. And I was like, you do realize this place is packed and people are waiting to sit down. And finally, our server had to go up to her and be like, ma'am, you need to kind of move so people can get in. And she kind of huffed and, like, picked up her little cupcakes and, like, why can't you use your own table? Just move all your margarita glasses aside, right, little boozies, right, and let us sit down.
So here's my thing. Now, here's my thing. I wonder if one, I'm going to say, was it the alcohol that they may have been drinking?
Okay.
But then also, the host was Hispanic descent.
Okay.
And she was an older lady. And part of me felt like, see, this is me overthinking. You know what I'm saying? This is me overthinking.
You tend to do that.
And I was like, you know, maybe she did it because it was a Hispanic guy. And she was like, wait, you know. But see, that's me overanalyzing stuff.
You just automatically labeled her racist.
I did. And I feel bad I did that. And so,
we should go find her and apologize.
And I'm going to admit that on the show. See, I don't know, lady. But I didn't act. But then, you know.
Sorry, lady.
But when our server came up, it's like, you know, you're going to have to move. She's like, oh, okay. She was all sweet. She wouldn't like, wait. That's the only thing.
Okay. Well, babe, you tend to jump.
I do.
And I tend to lay back in the cut. That's why we're good together, because I hold you back from calling everybody racist.
Right.
So it works out. But I had the, because I cannot stay away from burritos and anything that says fajita. I had the fajita burrito because I have a problem. Because
Renee likes fajitas, she likes burritos.
I have a supreme problem.
And then I got, I don't even know the name of it. It's Burrito Chimaira or whatever. What was it called?
No, it was, it was like the jumbo burrito or something like that.
It was
some
big burrito.
It was huge.
That was, let's say you go get a burrito plate at a Mexican restaurant. You get the beans, you get the rice, you get the meat, and you get the beans, rice, lettuce, tomato inside, and the burrito, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you get a double plate of that.
Like a double plate of beans and rice,
right,
and two burritos.
Right. Well, let's just say you get a double plate. And then they just dump it all into a big old tortilla and roll it up.
This thing was longer than Jay's arm.
It was as long.
And twice as wide as Jay's arm. It was
huge.
He got chicken, which I was surprised.
I got the chicken. So I got it and I was like, I can't eat all this. You know, I know I'm not going to be able to eat all this.
People were calling him out.
Yeah, and I didn't eat all of them. I couldn't, and we actually had the rest of it yesterday.
It was good.
For lunch. It was really good. So I think the next time we go, if we go, if somebody wants to go, you know, we'll share.
I'll share with you.
Yeah, we'll share one of those burritos and maybe an appetizer. Sure. So, I mean, it was pretty good.
It was good. I mean, we got appetizers. We got some queso with chorizo.
Right. So, this was, I will say, the first restaurant that's like your typical Mexican restaurant where all the restaurants are almost the same, where I actually enjoyed the chicken because the chicken is usually not seasoned right or it's dry or something. So they actually did it right there. So why
are we the habitual couple? It's sad that I have to ask you
because heard the word habitual today at work.
And you liked it because it has a bad word in it.
What?
If you habitual.
Oh, really? See, that's you. That's you. No, I didn't say it because it had the bad word in it. But no, it's just a word that I want to.
See, I can totally say that on the show.
I want to say habitual, you know.
Habitual.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We are pretty habitual around here.
We are.
You know.
AKA boring. But we are. We have a show every Monday at 7:30.
Yep. And then we have another show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we go out of our comfort zone.
We have a show on Thursday.
Sometimes we get out of comfort zone. And like this past Saturday, we guest on Gaming After Dark.
We did. We guessed it on Gab, but only because
Rob wasn't around.
Rob,
you know,
was
what?
At MindCon.
And Renee did a fabulous Rob impression.
I can't even remember what I said or how I said it. I have to go back and listen to it.
When she was very upset about Battlefield 4. Very upset. She's done. Done.
When Rob's like, okay, I'm done with stuff. Stuff pisses him off, he's done.
Right.
It's great.
So go check that out.
Love you, Rob. You're awesome.
That was episode 95.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, if you're in the gaming and stuff like that, you know, give them a listen.
Yeah,
they
definitely
do a great show about news and on in the gaming industry and stuff. Yeah. And it's a part of the After Dark network.
Yeah, I loved being on GAD. I got to talk gaming news, right, which I don't get to do. Right. So that was super fun. I loved it a lot.
Right, right. Aaron says, stop your habitual.
Habitulating.
Habitulating. And then also we found out today that the Louisville Zoo is applying to get a liquor license.
Up in arms people are.
And there are people that are up in arms about having beer, alcohol at the zoo.
They are like, this is supposed to be a family place. And
I don't want that around my kids. You know,
and
it kind of threw me off because I'm like, do people know that they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese?
I bet.
And then when I said this on Twitter, I come to find out that a lot of people that follow me didn't know that they were going to have, that they served alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese. And I was like, yeah. So I actually looked, and some people were like, it's regional. I was like, well, I found out about it in Nebraska, you know, and you come to find out 70% of Chuck E. Cheese's serve beer and wine on tap.
Yeah, this is not anything new. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to have your drunk people that are going to.
Well, you know what? I don't think
you're going to have a lot of drunk
people. It's like, okay, so let's say, you know, couple go out to the zoo with their kid. The mom or the dad wants a beer while they're hanging out.
Why can't they have a beer?
Why can't they have a beer? They will have one at home.
It's not like it's a shot of tequila.
It's not like, hey, I'm going to, you know, like Aaron said, I'm going to take my baby and get wasted. I mean, if you're going to the zoo to get blasted, or you going to Chuck E. Cheese to get blasted, you need to rethink your life.
Seriously, if that's your purpose, you know what? I'm going to go down to the Chuck E. Cheese and I'm going to get out of my mind.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, they charge like $4 for soda at the zoo.
They're going to
charge like $10 for us.
They're going to charge $10. They're going to charge at least $6 for a beer. At least.
Come on. I mean, really, if folk going to the zoo, and I did read, or somebody posted an article, can't remember what zoo it was, where they served alcohol. Lady got drunk. She managed to get through to the tiger cage, and she got disarmed by the tiger, you know?
I love how you say disarmed, because it makes me just think the tiger just, I don't know, was nice when he took her arms. May I disarm you now?
Yeah, I'm going to take your arms now. So, I mean, yeah, she got disarmed. And here's the thing. If that happens, Darwin Awards. I'm serious.
Darwin Awards.
I mean, if you're that foolish, I mean, I care about people for the most part.
You Della said, did he take her beer? That's probably why he disarmed her, because she wouldn't give it up.
Right. And, you know, I saw a ton of jokes of people saying, you know, people are teaching gorillas, because the gorillas at the Louisville Zoo can use iPads. They're doing stuff with iPads. And people were like, so the gorillas can now use the iPads to order beer?
So, I mean, I love the Louisville Zoo.
Right.
It's a little rough around the edges since it, you know, it hasn't. There are some things that have been exactly the same since I was a kid.
Right,
for
right.
For like 30 years. But it's still a good zoo. It has some good parts to it.
You know, it's not too big.
I don't think it'll be tainted by beer. Come on now, y'all. It's not too big. You can walk around it in a day and not feel like you have died.
Yeah, it's not like the North Carolina Zoo that's like humongous.
And you can't probably see everything in a day unless...
You have to go
early.
Early.
And then you are... dead tired
And so I have a topic today
that let's hear your topic
that I kind of want to ask, you know, talk
and,
to folks
and
about
chat room, join in,
right, join in. So
we
want to
see what you think about this.
My question that I want to talk about with you before we go into tech and everything else is, what do you do if you think you have a friend that is cheating on their spouse?
Now, first off, let's clarify, how close of a friend is friend?
Let's say close, like minimum of someone you talk to daily for 3 years.
But not
lunch. You do lunch.
Lunch together.
You hang out. You been to each other's house.
But I mean, you don't tell deep secrets.
You hang. You hung out. You know, there may be some things where, like, you know, before there may there be some there's some level of sharing there. Mm-hmm. Like, before we told everybody else what we were doing as far as IVF, mm-hmm. that you would tell them stuff like that before okay. you would share it with the masses.
Okay.
So they do get some, there is a level of depth there. It's not just like a, hey, what's up? What's up? Let's right. go hang out. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do, if you think a friend is cheating on their spouse?
So Fox Lore. Hi, Fox Lore.
Hey, Paul.
Fox Lore wants to know, does this person know that you know?
No.
No. And do you know both halves of the couple? Udella wants to know.
If you know both halves of the couple,
this
you...
This cheating? Cheating with?
You know.
Or...
You've met, you laughed, and you ate with both of them. And...
Not the one that they may be cheating with.
Right.
But the spouse.
The, yeah. The, you would know the half that yes, is actually
you know,
that's doing
you would
the
know
cheating.
The half. Right.
Right.
So what do you do?
Do you confront? Do you just, you know, do you drop hints saying, you know, asking questions like, hey, how's Roy doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then they'll be like, well, Roy's doing fine.
Yeah. And let's say the person is private. They tend to be right. more of a private.
Yeah, they could be a private person.
Is it your secret to tell? Now, it's not that you would tell.
Yeah.
The other.
No,
the
no,
spouse.
It's not. No,
that's not
no,
one
no,
of
no,
you
no,
tell.
No, 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 no. So here's
even.
My thing. Here's my if I'm close with someone, mm-hmm. and something's going to affect my day to day life that I'm really close with, and I know someone knows me in a certain way, I'm going to say something like, yo, Josh, I got some weird stuff going on. Mm. If you see me acting weird, that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, Muhogan said, does it matter to your friendship if you say, like, if it matters or not? I guess it matter to you if you aren't told, because you'll feel like, hey, you didn't feel
it's
you could tell me
that. It's more of, see, I perceive a lot.
Yeah, Jay's really perceptive.
I'm really perceptive.
Every time something's wrong with me, he always knows. It's really weird.
I'm really perceptive of folks. And it's something that.
It's nosy, a.k.a. he's nosy.
I notice stuff that I shouldn't notice.
He's nosy.
And then, too, if you see something happen that's really weird, most of the time, it's what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've actually seen some stuff. Or you've right. seen some stuff. There's the evidence is there, and you kind of like,
right.
you know.
And then he says, did you know this person first and meet the other half or meet them together? Now, I know you met them apart. You met the
right,
first person.
Apart. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But Jay
and
has
is,
no intention of
also,
saying anything to
all right.
The
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other.
So, okay. So let me back up. This is more of, hey, friend, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
all right,
talk
I'm not
to your
judging.
About it.
You know what I'm saying? If someone's cheating on somebody, it's not for me to judge.
No.
That's the last thing I'm going to do.
No.
You know, I'm not going to judge anybody.
And
it's
you
more,
aren't going to say things to the
I'm not going to say anything.
That's not your
because
business.
One, it's not my business. And then two, when I say it's not my business, I think that's when people will probably say, well, why do you care? You
because,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not your business to get into their relationship.
Right, it's not my business in their relationship.
But more like talking to them
one-on-one. It's more of you're acting weird and it's really weird around you for a while.
Right.
So what the hell is going on? You know what I'm saying? Because if you know somebody for a while and all of a sudden stuff just gets really weird, you kind of like,
what's going on?
What's
with
going
you?
On?
Yeah.
You know, and you know,
I feel you though.
But so I've been feeling that way.
So it looks like everybody said, yeah, I said everybody. Diddy and Mil Hogan said, yeah, they were kind of like, hey, what's going on? You know, right. I noticed something's a little different. Hey, Hando.
Right. And see, that's the thing. I mean, you kind of drop hints and you kind of ask questions, you know, how's Roy doing and stuff like that. Or
Roy's doing all right.
Roy's doing fine. Well, you can't be like, well, are you still with Roy? Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
you can't do that.
But in the end, if that person doesn't want to share with you, they don't want to share with you.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like you can open up all the doors. They don't walk through it. Hey, leave it alone. And that's pretty much where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the, you know, I can only knock on so many doors without being just outright. Is this what's going on?
I don't know. You kept knocking on my door.
That was different.
That is not a euphemism. It is, but not for what you think.
But I mean, it's a touchy subject, and I'm just curious what other folks would do. I mean, and it's not me wanting to be in the middle at all. It's more of how do I need to be around you? I mean, I act normal and everything else. What else is going? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's the only thing. I mean, it was just really weird. It's weird stuff. So I like to hear folks' feedback and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you know? If you have some feedback, you can email us. We'll give you the email address at the end of the show. Actually, we'll give it to you now.
Yeah, thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
Thevalentinecast@gmail.com. Yep. If you've had any experience with this or if you want to share your opinion, you can email us.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I mean, and then because I've got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But then weird stuff will happen. You know what I'm saying?
And it keeps coming up.
And it's like, you know, as an elephant in the room, but no one's saying anything.
Right.
You know, and I hate when there's an elephant in the room and no one says anything. And I don't like being the one pointing out the elephant in the room because I'm always the one pointing the elephant out in the room. If that
you
makes
are.
Sense.
You are the one.
I think I prefer... But you know how I am. I prefer for the person that has the elephant to say, there's an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that means that they accept that there's an elephant there. Not me saying, there's an elephant there. You know you see an elephant there. There's an elephant there. You know, that's just, I'd rather have that person realize. And, you know, it's just really weird. So. I appreciate it. What's going on, Friscos? So with that, let's jump into some tech.
Tech, technology.
You never guess what's coming out, baby.
What's coming out?
Wee Mini.
So, just so you all know, there is a new Mini. A new Wii.
A new Wii coming out.
A new Wii.
This is...
It's a Wii.
It's a Wii. Right?
It's a...
So Nintendo announced today that they're putting out a $99 mini console. Wii mini console.
Wii mini
on U.S. stores later this month. So it's going to come with Mario Kart bundled. It's only going to play optical disc. And guess what? No Wi-Fi.
So
you will not be able to connect to the internet with it.
Some people are like that. Like, good. I don't want them messing with my stuff anyway, saying I can't play video games if I ain't connected to the internet.
Right.
Not that Nintendo has done that. Just saying.
Right. So if for some odd reason you have a hankering to play...
Old school Wii games. You dealt that said so a GameCube?
Right.
It's pretty much a GameCube.
So, yeah, we get a GameCube with a fancy controller. Mm-hmm. this comes on the tails of the 2DS that came out last month. That was for $129. I think Nintendo, you know, they're kind of trying to feel their way around this market still.
You know what? There's still one game, the Zelda game.
You know what I would do?
I don't have $99 to spend on it, but if I was
Nintendo, this is what I would have done, okay? I would have sold this console. I would have made it Wi-Fi enabled. It would have been 7 at least 720p, which I hope this one is. I need to go look and see. But I would have Netflix on it. I would have Hulu Plus.
So it's like a little Roku.
Little Roku action that can play some Wii games. Boom. Seriously.
But you wouldn't charge $99.
Why not?
Well, the Wi-Fi has to be something in there. You know?
Wi-Fi doesn't cost that much. You can buy a freaking...
You don't know how much it costs to put in the hardware.
Babe.
You don't
Renee,
know.
A network card costs $15 bucks if you want to... Cheaper if you want to go cheaper than that.
Well, then 120 because they got to make profit.
You know, damn 120 for that. I mean, they go mad.
You said it costs $15.
Babe, that's a network card. They can get the chip made for that to just do it. Come on. They probably have a surplus of chips. They got all those Wii sitting there that they haven't sold. They just pull the chips out of there and sold them.
That's true. They have a lot. Do you know what? I bet that's what they did. They took all those Wiis they didn't sell, and they took them and they melted them down and took all the pieces out and just made them into little Wii Minis.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's your tech for this week. So
congratulations.
Let's jump to media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Thank you, Moo Hogan. Moo Hogan says a network.
We ain't even in tech anymore.
You know why?
We ain't even in tech anymore.
Because
Moo Hogan, you're late.
If anybody knows, he knows. Hey, we got to account for the delay. I'm sorry.
Fine.
If anyone knows, he knows.
All right. This is true. He knows.
So Netflix movie this week was 13 Assassins.
We did it. We are on a roll, Jay.
Yep.
Give it up.
Boom.
Boom. We are
on a roll. So we watched 13 Assassins, and it was good. I liked it.
I did like it.
It got really weird. At the very end was weird because someone that died
came back to life,
but they didn't explain.
And I thought I had missed something because I dozed off a few times, but I thought I had missed something.
Yeah.
But Jay seemed just as bewildered as I did.
Right.
So I was like, well, what's going on? So we actually had to look it up.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have had to look up. But I did have to look up.
But I'll admit, 13 Assassins, it was pretty good.
The action in it was good. It was really good. There was...
And it was even... The plot was good.
Yeah, the plot was good.
I mean, it was like a nice...
Creepy parts at the beginning.
It was like a nice...
It was good.
It was a nice pace.
Mm-hmm.
And they built the plot up.
And they vilified that villain up and down.
Yeah,
He was a true villain.
Yeah.
So
someone said if Quentin Tarantino and Akira Kurosawa had a baby, that baby would make this movie. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I can see that. Except there's not enough blood spurting out for Quentin. Quentin would be more fountain-esque in his blood spurting.
All right, see you, Paul. Thanks for stopping
in. Bye, Paul.
Paul.
See ya.
Yep, Paul, Mr.
He's
Paul
going
Fox,
to work.
Going to work.
He's not here.
Yep. It was a great movie.
It was a good movie. So subtitles, of course, but as with all subtitles, you get used to reading them after a while. But, it was good.
I need to get the number. I should have been looking this up.
It's okay. So, Hando is here, and Hando is in WoW.
So it's 40. You know what? Is WoW still down? I know they were having issues.
Oh, if WoW's still down, then let me,
So is WoW still down? Like it's up.
Is WoW up?
Yep.
Well, Hando might not be WoW.
I see people that are online.
It's up. Hando said, it sup.
It sup. So, while he's doing that, he's getting us the number.
Yeah, we can move on and talk about something else while he gets us the number.
Yep. So, the next thing is we went and saw Ender's Game this week. It was their opening weekend. And we went yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it was good.
It was good. I enjoyed myself. They did a better job than I thought they would do.
They did. And the one thing that we were worried about was how they would depict the twist.
Right. And I think they did it. I think they did it well enough.
I think
you don't think it was as
if a person hasn't read the book, they wouldn't have caught on Yeah. Really.
And just so you all know, yes, we have both read the book, Diddy. We both read the book and really enjoyed it and liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, the movie is rushed. So if you are a fan of the book and if you don't like rushed movies made from books, you wouldn't like this. They had to rush it though. If they didn't rush it, the movie would be 4 hours long. So they rushed what was essentially half of the book.
Yeah.
It was like eighth of the movie.
It was really rushed. And some of the relationships
were really rushed,
and it was kind of awkward. I could see where people would be like, well, why would so-and-so
do this?
Yeah. Or why would so-and-so not like that person? I'm not really understanding, because they just had like one interaction, and all of a sudden they don't like each other. And I was really worried about the guy, or the young man that played Ender. I had a feeling I was afraid he was going to annoy me.
Yeah.
Because remember seeing Avatar.
Mm-hmm. The one that played Aang was
horrid. The one that played Aang annoyed me.
I had to find out his name because, and they kept calling him Aang.
Aang. It was like, didn't y'all watch the cartoon? But,
hold on. His name, Noah Ringer.
Right.
Ugh, Noah.
Yeah.
You look weird.
So we're going to be discussing Ender's Game on Grumpy Old Men After Dark on Thursday, we believe. And we'll be spoilers and everything.
Yeah.
And,
so
don't listen to that unless you've read the book. If you want to hear our take on it. Right. We won't do it here.
We don't spoil things here. But,
I'm curious to see.
I enjoyed it.
I'm curious to see Jason's thought on it because Jason hasn't read the book.
Yep. And for those of y'all who worried, I know some people are worried if they go to the movie, some of the movie ticket sales will go to Orson Scott Card, but I have heard, but you might want to back me up with research that he will not get any of the money from the tickets.
Right.
So you're worried about that. I know some people are worried, and that's fine.
I know.
I
know for us, it's like, okay, Orson Scott Card, for the things he said, yes, he's the dick, and he was pretty bigoted in what he said.
Yep.
But Kanye's also a dick.
Yeah, Kanye could be a supreme dick, please, y'all.
But he
stole Taylor Swift's moment. That was pretty dickish.
Right, right.
Even if Beyonce was better.
Right.
But still, he was pretty dickish to stealing
right.
his moment.
Right. But, you know, I think the thing is that I guess I look at the art, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look at people's art. Right. Trust me.
And plus,
I'm sure there are a lot of people who are horrible people. Who
and plus, Ender's Game. Ender's Game was before all that went down. So Handel wrote for us, and the number was 146, and the movie is Prince of Broadway.
Okay, what is that?
A pair of immigrant street hustlers named Lucky and Levon see their lives turned upside down when Lucky's ex-girlfriend leaves her child in his care.
Nice.
So is this a recommendal?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a recommendal.
So
Prince of Broadway.
Yep, so 100 minutes.
It's short.
And it's a drama. It has Prince Adu, Karen Cargolum, or something like that. And it's a Sean Baker film. Prince Adu sounds very familiar. Oh, I think I'm thinking about Sade Adu.
Sade Adu. I think you're thinking about Sade Adu. Maybe Prince Adu is somebody else. You know.
Let's see. I'm looking at IMDb on Prince Adu right now.
Oh, it's a... Yeah. Basically, this sounds like a very... not low budget, just not well-known film.
Yeah.
So, So cool. We'll be watching that this week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hando. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely do. So that was Ender's Game. And then, Renee, you want to talk a bit about Pocket Mind?
I do.
Renee's addicted.
So I've heard Nicole talk about this game and Scott and Brian.
Eric.
Everybody's talking about Pocket Mind. So I avoided Pocket Mind. I was like, I don't need another game. So then I was like, then in a moment of weakness, I was like, you know what? I'll just download it and see what it's all about. And it's so addicting. Basically, you mine. You go as far down in the mine as you can. They have chests you can open for artifacts you can trade in for cards. And what I like about it, the moment when you open up a space and you drop down, you're like, yes.
Right.
Or the moment when you have those exploding things that explode all the ones around it, it just feels so good.
My favorite, my favorite is the jackhammer.
I like the jackhammer.
And I like riding the jackhammer down.
I like
down.
The grenades.
Yeah, I like the grenades, that, especially when they do 50% yeah. more.
So that game is totally, it feeds my more.
Right. I think they got the Minecraft thing going on.
Right.
That's one of the things I did in Minecraft was just dug to the bottom.
So in this game, all you do is dig. And you can upgrade your hammer, and you upgrade pick.
Your pick?
Well, it depends on what you got. I got a hammer.
Spoiler!
So, you can upgrade your pick, upgrade your cards. It's a fun little game, and it's free. It's one of those freemium games.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to buy anything, and I'm not going to buy anything. Yep. But it's fun.
And so, then I started picking up, and I played on Pocket Trains, which the same folks that did Pocket Planes and
it
Tiny
is
Tower.
Pocket Planes.
But it's with trains.
But it's with
And I kind of like it.
Planes.
You know, I don't see myself playing a lot of it because I don't have enough time to play all the freemium games that I want to play or to play and wait games. So I'll probably be playing for another week or so and seeing how it goes. So I'm playing that. It's on iOS, and it's by, like I said, by the same folks that do Tiny Tower and Pocket Planes. And then also from the show on GAD, you know, Jason was schooling me on where he finds all his information about upcoming sales on Vita and PlayStation Network and everything else. And so I started using Feedly again, you know.
I mean, after like weeks of me using it, you finally decided.
Months.
I've been using it for months. You finally
but
decided.
I did set up my Feedly account before Google Reader went away. And I'm actually reusing my RSS feeds now, so I get to keep up with everyone. So what's going on, Bronco? Bronco just showed
Hi,
up.
Hi, Bronco. Oh, I thought he was playing Borderlands, but he's here with us. Isn't that sweet?
Which we'll be talking about.
I know.
And you finished the game.
I did finish a game. I finished a game, y'all. I finished From Dust. Yeah. Now, that's kind of because From Dust is super short, but whatever. It's a game.
Yep.
I finished it. It was good. It's short. It's one of those guide games, if you didn't know. You control your people, and you control the land, and it's like a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished that, and that was good and fun. So if you like little god puzzle games, you'll like it. So then I decided to start on a new game, because that's what I do. And the chosen game was Alice Madness Returns.
Cool.
Now, this is a sequel to Alice, which came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, 2000. That's an early game. And I didn't know if I really wanted to go there. So I looked it up online, and everybody's like, the controls are horrid.
Right.
Don't play unless you really have to. So I skipped the first one. And I started playing the second.
Yep, that was one of the ones that I told you to buy, and you were upset with me after you found out it was a sequel.
Yeah,
you were like, "There's a game before this one."
I was pissed.
I was like, "Babe, it's like 12 years old. Are you really gonna go back and play it?"
I was like, "Maybe, but I'm not."
Well, I'm glad you came to that realization, and I knew you probably thought I would remember you getting an attitude with me.
You always remember my attitude. That's your job in life. I'm only about 10% into it. There's a lot to the game, but it is the epitome of what I love in a game. There's platforming and puzzling. I love this game. Love it, love it, love it. Nicole and Kim said I love it, and they were right. I love it. The art is great. The voice acting is wonderful. It's twisted. It's a twisted version of Wonderland, and it's so good. So, yeah, so I'll be playing that for a while, I think, because it seems like a long game. But I'm enjoying myself. So Alice Madness Returns, that is what I've been playing.
And I've been playing Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate that I picked up a couple weeks ago. I'm about 33%. Or what you look?
You were, yeah, no, not 33, but you were pretty far.
Yeah, and I got past the part from last week that I was, when I was stuck on a part, so I finally got past that. So I've been playing that on the Vita. And then also, for a game that Renee and I were playing together, we started playing Saints Row the Third. We started playing the co-op portion of that, and Renee absolutely loves my avatar.
Oh, my guy's avatar has curlers.
Yeah, I'm Big Perm.
I made my
character look like Big Perm, and Renee, she's
it's horrible. And he wasn't wearing any clothes.
Yeah, so Renee didn't want me to run around naked in Saints Row the Third, so I had to put it on. What did I put on? I put on the Princess Warrior suit, so I have on like the bikini and stuff like that. I'll be messing with Renee and stuff like that.
Hendo says, Alice, a first-person shooter where you play a single mother and waitress with a friend named Flo.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And then also, this weekend, we actually started up Borderlands 2.
We did.
And we started playing the True Vault mode.
Because I got a hankering, and we Jay did. Was sweet, and he decided to oblige my hankering to play Borderlands 2.
Right. So we started playing the True Vault Hunter mode, and we were sitting there playing. Before we started playing,
we got
into a game with Bronco.
Yeah,
and Bronco
Jay
was
just jumped in.
I did.
That
I just
so
jumped
rude.
In.
Rude. I was like, Jay, how do you know he wanted us to just jump in?
He probably didn't, but I did. And then he was like, "I'm sorry, but I gotta go shopping. I'll be on later." So I was like, okay, cool. And then so I guess we got back before he did,
mm-hmm.
and or vice versa. But we started playing True Vault Hunter mode, and then all of a sudden.
We got far, too, yeah, because we're just doing the main story quest to
get
caught up because we were higher level.
So we were going through where we're getting ready to say Roland, and all of a sudden it says, the creatures in Pandera are getting harder because Bronco's sire has joined the game.
So we're level 43.
So we're 43 in True Vault Hunter mode, and we look up, and Bronco's level 9, and we're like, holy shit.
Like, stuff is about to get horrible.
I was like, dude, you are going to die. But I'm telling you, Bronco is a ninja.
He is a ninja. Somehow he stayed alive most of the time.
He stayed alive most of the time. I mean, he was like hidden in corners and everything else. And he went from level 9 to like level 19.
Yeah, in the time that we were playing.
In like 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, he jumped 10 levels. It was hilarious.
So yeah, that was good. You know,
that was actually really fun.
It was really fun power leveling him and stuff. It was like, you might want to stay over here, man.
Yeah. Wilhelm, yeah, he definitely needed to stay way back.
Man,
because
Jay
and I died a couple times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was bad. But yeah, anytime you want to play Bronco, just let us know.
Yeah, just make sure you keep up the ninja skills and hide. and then also, after talking with Eric Van Skyhawk, from who did the Shattered album, who we had on the show last week talking about Timeless Isles, Renee and I booted up World of Warcraft.
I know, and we haven't played World of Warcraft in a long time.
So I got Cowboy. I finally got Cowboy to level 90.
Yay, Cowboy.
And I went straight to Timeless Isles, and I went from like 414 gear score to 479.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm almost at 490, so we got to...
We were doing some LFRs together.
We did some LFRs, and we got all the way up to the trial. We got through the Throne of Thunder
Darkness?
Temple. The troll one.
Yeah.
So we haven't done the Siege of Orgrimmar yet because my gear score is not high enough yet.
And it's like some... I'm a little sad because I used to have a purpose with WoW. I had a purpose.
Right.
Rating.
Well, you know what my
purpose
is?
Was.
So here's my hope. Here's my deal. I want to beat Garrosh.
You want to beat Garrosh in
even
LFR?
Even if it's LFR, I'll be happy with that.
Right. And yeah, that's true. It's like with the rating, I had to keep my gear score up. I had to get, you know, stuff for raids, and that was my purpose. And now without that, it feels like I'm drifting. If I'm playing on a less than max level character, mm-hmm. yeah, I have purpose to get to max level. But right. if I'm max level already, I feel like I don't have a lot of motivation. Makes me sad because I love playing Ice Flow.
Right.
So I'm like, brand new expansion so I can play Ice Flow so I can get her up. But yeah, I miss raiding still. But
and I just want to say a special thank you to Tet Simi. Because
thank you, Tetsumi.
We forgot to log in during the Day of the Dead, and I came in too late last night, and he said he had the pets that we can get that are your permanent pets now, the little mariachi guy. Mm-hmm. So they should be sitting in our mail. I just want to say a special thank you to you for hooking us up.
Thank you so much.
Yep. And then also the last thing for media is Sony is having is about to have a huge PlayStation sale for the next coming weeks for games on the Vita.
No, I mean, you know what that means, Jay and his Vita.
You know, I may not pick up any, but we have Dead or Alive 5.
Lies You Tell.
Lies You Tell. Guacamelee, which is a PS Vita. And it's also it's a cross buy. So if you buy it on PS Vita, you get it on your what's it called? PS3 or PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Mortal Kombat PS Vita, which I didn't care for too much. Real Boxing, Soul Calibur, Atomic Ninja, which is a cross buy. Dive Kick, which is a cross buy.
Oh God!
Kick
no.
Beat, which is also a cross buy.
Dive Kick, Kick Beat.
Yep, Dive Kick, Kick Beat. That's a good one, babe. So, yeah, that's the sale they have going on. And with that, you want to talk about some food?
Nom, nom, nom.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So, this week, we have me losing 0.4 pounds.
Woo, yay.
I have lost a total of 110 pounds.
That's awesome.
Renee has lost 90 pounds.
Yep, same.
And Renee cannot add. And that's a total of 200. We have met the 200 mark.
We have?
Yes.
I can't add. You're so right. So the Valentines have lost a total of
200 pounds.
100 pounds.
We have. We
so
have. Not 2,000.
Not 2,000.
Oh, why you put $200? That's funny.
That's still 200.
Yeah.
Don't you? You know what? Out. Out. Ow. But yeah, we've lost 200 pounds together. So,
yep.
Aww,
yep.
Together again.
Yep.
And you don't know that song. That's okay.
So Frog Pants totals. What are the Frog Pants totals, babe?
I did do the Frog Pants totals today, and the weight we have lost has gone down. It looks like somebody left the challenge, took their pounds with them, and somebody else joined with the lower pattern. But that's okay because we still have 100.
Or you may have added wrong.
Added wrong last time, but I don't know. I don't add wrong.
That's right.
146 people have lost 904 pounds. That's 6.19 pounds per person. That's cool. Still freaking amazing. Yep. Congrats, everybody.
Congrats,
I'm proud
everybody.
Of everyone.
And if you want to join the Frog Pants Losers group, you can find all the information at facebook.com/groups/frogpantslosers. And we have a try this, and I also have a letter to read.
I know. Too bad our recipient has left the chat room.
He has. And this is what, if you listen to the last show, this is kind of where I was hanging out afterwards. And I even left it on the show, but I didn't read it. So we have a letter here from the Fox family. Paul Fox from the show, also known as Fox Lore. He sent us a letter and a package. We got it on the 25th of October.
Yeah.
Sorry. And he said, "Hi guys, first off, let me say how sorry I was to hear about Sammy. Growing up on a small farm in Florida, I got to see my share of animals passing on. It's never easy, but I cherish the memories of my times with all the animals I was fortunate to grow up with. In any event, we wanted to send you something to say that our thoughts are with you. We also want to say happy Halloween. Personally, it's my favorite holiday of the year, even though they just don't quite get it here in Hong Kong. I still love it. Anyways, lots of love from the Far East, Paul and his family. Below is our family picture from Halloween 2012. We are still getting all the stuff we need for the 2013 photo shoot, which was freaking amazing.
Yeah, and the 2013 was awesome.
So here's their picture from 2012, and thank you.
Such a cute little baby. The baby's older now, and the baby was, they did Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, so they did Plants vs. Zombies for 2013. And so in the box, he sent us some knickknacks for Halloween, some spider rings and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff you get at like the class Halloween parties. Those are great.
And he also sent us Tim Tams to try.
Because I am always down for Tim Tams.
Yeah. So right now, that 0.4 pounds that I lost.
You're going to gain right back.
I'm probably going to gain right back. And
back.
And we're going to try.
Wow, those are thick.
A double. These are double coat
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Okay.
And
do you want to go first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay. They're thicker than other Tim Tams, obviously, because they're double coat.
Mm.
Apparently, they have more chocolate. Mm. I let him go on and chew while.
Go ahead.
No. You can finish while
I'm.
So, we always love Tim Tams. For those of y'all who don't know, Kim Price herself paid us in Tim Tams for some Chipotle.
Mm.
And we gladly accepted that. That was awesome. But these are double coated. So now that Jay's finished his, I get to have mine.
Yeah. We didn't have, we didn't do the slam because it didn't feel like being messy today. And oh man, Tim Tams is just great. So we have like, two more kinds to try. We have dark chocolate, and I can't remember what the other one is, but I know it's not Turkish Delight. So yeah, thank you, Fox family, so much for thinking of us and sending us the Tim Tams, and we really appreciate it. We're actually thinking about how Toby is so much quieter than Siri, and it's almost like you don't know he's there almost. So it's kind of weird not having Sammy around. So like for him being busy. But we're going to go ahead and jump to a little Mr. Feisty.
Valentine's, odds and ends.
Speaking of Toby, he's like, ooh, Tim Tams. I like Tim Tams.
Yeah, you'll die, Toby. Can't have that. So we're gonna do birthdays, and today we want to wish a very special happy birthday to Randy Jordan.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Good friend Randy out there. So happy birthday to you. Tomorrow is
it's Cleo.
Happy birthday, Cleo.
So, happy birthday, Cleo. Yep. I love her.
And then on Wednesday is my Aunt Marianne.
Hi, happy Aunt birthday. Happy birthday.
We'll see you around Thanksgiving. And then on Thursday, we have
John Moore's birthday, the Englishman.
Mm-hmm. As well as Ryan Johnson.
That's Green Bay Spider.
Yep, Green Bay Spidey. He lives up in Omaha. Mm. You know, it was kind of weird when I finally put those two together, and it was really weird for me. And then on Sunday,
Erica Edwards' birthday, my former coworker who now lives in Colorado. Happy birthday, Erica.
Yep. And then also Zeke the Squirrel's birthday is on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Zeke the Squirrel.
Happy birthday. And then also we just want to say a very special congrats to Scott Johnson and Brian Ebbett and the folks at Frog Pants for the Morning Stream's 500th show.
500 shows on TMS.
That aired today.
And it was so sweet because Reverend Geek, they did a homage to TMS using the
Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers 500 miles or something like that.
1,000 miles.
1,000, was it 5,000 miles?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so, whatever. Yeah, but, and they had.
The people, I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more and to see the face to walk.
And Reverend Geek and there were contributors to the show who did the lyrics, and it was so cute, and it made Jay and I tear up a bit because that show is so awesome and has brought so many people together, and people tune in every time it comes on. And it's just a really good show, and it makes me laugh all the time. Scott and Brian, I hope they keep that going forever, because I love that show.
Yep. All right. And so let's go ahead and jump into, this is kind of a pick of the week for me, because this is about something serious. So, and it's a little bit of feedback. So watch this.
Podcast of the week. Contact us, damn it.
Boom. Two in one.
Together.
Together. So do you want to read, or do you want me to
read? I would love to read.
Okay. So we have a letter here.
We have a letter, and this letter is from Mo.
Mo. What's going on, Mo Haley?
Mo. Hello, Valentine's. Happy Movember. Ha, you see what he did there? I have not emailed or called you two in a while. I did miss you this year, as I did not go to Nerdtacular, and you are not going to BlizzCon. It's like you are avoiding me or something. I know we will find out what you think of Ender's Game, the movie, as I saw it too. Of course, goes without saying that usually the movie cannot be as good as the book. I like the Ender Game books, and the movie, I would say, was worth seeing, but don't get your hopes up.
Right.
I know it is hard to transfer all the psyche in the book to the movie, but they did an okay job.
Yeah.
Next book movie is Hunger Games. That should be much better, I think.
We agree.
Yep. Finally, if you all do not mind check out my mugshot on usmovember.com/mospace/3733757 for Movember. It is not just me putting my initials in front of everything as I do that. However, Movember is for charity for men's health. If anyone can donate, great. If you cannot, just go laugh at my picture. That is fine too. Happy Mo Day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mo.
And he can grow a mustache fast. It's the fourth day, and he has it's coming in pretty thick.
Yeah.
Can
so,
you grow hair that fast?
Nah, not that fast. But yeah, so go check him out and everything. If you want to, if you want to donate to his cause out there for Movember,
mm-hmm.
Do so. The link will be in the show notes. It'll be on the website as well as on the YouTube channel. So just wanted to, say
yeah,
thank you,
go
Mo,
check
for
that
writing
out.
In and just encourage you all, go check out his page and stuff like that. Renee and I will be talking afterwards to find out if we shall.
Mm-hmm.
We shall. So
overcome.
Oh, that's a show.
It is a show. We're done.
Wow.
Wow. Are you sad? Don't be sad. We'll have another show next week.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I like hanging out with the chat room.
I know. I miss the chat room when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Chat room is awesome.
But yeah, if you want to email us, like Mo, you can do so. You can do that by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. I think I got to get better at posting on Facebook.
Yeah, it's okay. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I for Jay and T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W for me.
Yeah, so if you notice in the video, I'm kind of going a little bit with the Movember.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I'm not just doing the mustache.
Right, but I think it looks awesome.
I'm doing the whole beard thing.
I like sculpted molded beards.
Sculpted molded beards.
And you have a great beard going on right now. It's very becoming very sexy, and it's all trimmed up, and I like it.
I'll be all Billy D up in here. Show you right. Oh, that's Barry White.
That's okay.
It's all good.
They both make babies.
Yeah, they both make babies. So, again, just want to thank our chat room.
Thank you, chat room. You all made it fun.
You did. You always make it fun. And thank you, listeners, that's catching it on the feed, on the YouTubes, everywhere else. Thank you for supporting us. And just by you listening is so much support. You know, we want to do a shout out to check out Moo Hogan's website at leatherwise.com. That's WHYS.com. go check out the fellas and the ladies over at Black Astronauts Podcast. That's blackastronauts.com. Also check out some of my favorite podcasts at the Frog Pants Network at frogpants.com. Who else can we shout out? Let's see. I'm trying to think. Oh, check out Renee's other show she does at Control Alt TV.
Right.
That she does with Aprillion, where they talk about Orange is the New Black. It's a smoking commentary. And then also check out, you know, what Renee and I do with the folks over at After Dark at Gaming After Dark or GrumpyOldMenAfterDark.com, where we'll be talking about Ender's Game on Thursday live. So if you want to check the Twitter feed, we'll probably retweet it out, you know, so you can check it out and everything. Also, last week, Eric Van Skyhawk. Go check out his album Shattered. You can buy it on iTunes or Amazon. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yep, that's the show.
And just kind of give you a heads up, I go on call Friday. You know.
So he's going to be grumpy.
I'm hoping not to be grumpy by next Monday.
Grumpy.
But BlizzCon is this weekend as
it
well.
Is. So, and someone asked if we're going to watch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We haven't bought it yet.
Yep, I'm going to pick it up.
Okay. So, yes, we're going to end up watching. Yep. So. Yes, we're watching.
All right. You all have a great week. Enjoy work, school, or retirement, whatever you're doing this week. So, we'll be thinking about you. And be safe. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Tom and April were excellent witnesses in my defense. Unfortunately, every single word out of their mouths was a lie. There's only one thing I hate more than lying. Skim milk, which is water that's lying about being milk.
Aw, sorry.